Welcome back, campers.
That's your host, Caitlin.
And that's your host, Genevieve. And welcome to episode 77. We just finished a wild two-parter covering the heartbreaking mystery of the Dyatlov Pass incident. So we're going to do something a bit different this week. We're going to give y'all a little sneak peek at our upcoming weekly camp bulletin that we have over on Patreon. And starting at $3 a month, you can listen to our regular weekly episodes a whole day early and a whole extra episode each week like the one you're hearing today. We hope you enjoy the format of these episodes where Jen and I can share current happenings and talk more off the script.
I'm excited and terrified. The script is my safety blanket, and then...
I don't know, I like being a little unhinged.
Oh. Let's be unhinged.
Now Sam can't just cut what we say all the time. You guys have to hear everything.
Oh.
And with that, lights out, campers.
Oh, man, the mountains call my number one. I'm just a life-size lottery ticket in the hand of the one.
Is there anything we need to get out of the way right off the bat? Do we need to talk about what happened on the red carpet at the Grammys with Bianca and Kanye?
Who the fuck is Bianca? What?
Isn't that her name? Okay.
I haven't seen anything about the red carpet. Okay. I was genuinely just thinking about who's going to win the Super Bowl.
So I haven't got there yet in my mind, but Google really fast. Kanye and Bianca Censori, I think that's her name. It's Kanye's new wife. Yeah. What happened at the Grammys? Let me just break it down for everyone who I'm sure already knows. But
well, there's pictures blurred out, mm-hmm. So I think that's my answer.
Yep. So Kanye and Bianca, who is the Kim Kardashian 2.0, rolled up uninvited to the Grammys with her wearing this like big ass heavy fur coat, walked up to the photo area, and Kanye is stood beside her looking creepy as fuck in his sunglasses and like all black. He looks like a bouncer. He's not even dressed that nice. And then she slowly lowers her fur coat to reveal that she is wearing literally nothing. It is a sheer skin, like hose, no underwear, nothing. And police come and escort them off the premises. And she's now potentially facing criminal charges, from my understanding. But it's so disgusting. Pictures from the event show, actually, there's a young boy who looks like he's maybe 9 or 10. I don't know who he belongs to, but he's like peering around the side as she drops her coat. And I was like, that is sexual abuse.
Yeah, that's...
Like, reverse, flip that and reverse it. Kanye dropping his duds and there being a 9-year-old girl standing there. Immediate jail.
Why did you say duds?
Immediate jail. I'm sorry.
I just had milk duds last night. I love milk duds. And now I'm not going to be able to eat them without thinking of Kanye's goods.
But yeah, it was so gross.
This was the Grammys?
Yeah.
So not even, like, one of the awards where, like, outfits are truly, like, the...
Yeah, they wear crazy outfits there, but it's, I don't know.
I'm not a fashion person, so I don't like all those.
It's not the Met Gala, but you know, there's millionaires and billionaires there, so they go all out. But it was very cringe, and she didn't look okay. A lot of people are talking about how she has this very uncomfortable deer in headlights look, and that Kanye's kind of whispering to her the whole time, and it's very creepy.
I feel like all I really know about this situation is like a few things that I've seen here and there, and then like he's forcing her to wear like revealing clothing, mm-hmm.
And whatnot. Yeah, because that's kind of what she's known for, is walking around
in
nothing.
See, I don't know who she is.
I know that she is a model. I would be shocked if her name is not like a pretend name, because Censori, it sounds like censorship. You know, I don't know.
That is true.
Maybe my ignorance is showing, but it's just weird. Anyways,
interesting.
That's the current of current events. Taylor Swift showed up looking like a freaking snack, I have to admit, in a gorgeous dress.
Well, this may get hate from people. I'm not a fan of Taylor Swift.
That's okay.
I like some of her music. I don't like it all.
Yeah.
I don't like a majority of it.
I like her.
I don't necessarily care for the drama that surrounds her.
Yeah.
But I can't admit the girl is stunning, mm-hmm. talented, mm-hmm. and deserves all the success that she has.
Yes. I would not put myself in anywhere near a Swiftie category, but I... No,
that's more Jacob.
Bless him. We love him for that. But I did appreciate her gorgeous, gorgeous dress.
Well, now I want to look her up real quick.
Oh, yeah. Taylor? I think you'll like it.
Swift.
And she had...
She didn't win, right?
No, she didn't. But she did present.
This was like one of her best albums.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Would you like to hear who won country album
of the year? I don't want to hear the... guys, and this is another thing. I don't care if I get hated on it. Beyonce is not country. The music that she put out was shit. Absolute shit. I think a lot of the music in today's like music industry mm-hmm. is shit. But oh my God, don't get me started. And you know what? While we're on the topic of country, mm-hmm. I don't think a lot of the people in country today are country.
Mm-hmm.
Country's...
I don't
know what the hell country is right now. But
I completely agree. And yeah... I will second that. Cowboy Carter was not a country album. And it's embarrassing to say that.
You know,
maybe
what?
Come in the 1-star reviews. Texas Hold'em,
it is catchy. Mm-hmm. It's not country though.
No.
Morgan Wallen, that motherfucker ain't country either. It's all pop. It's all pop.
Yes, it is. It is. You're absolutely right.
So, you know what? Let's just start this pissing everybody off
We're
about
just
our music
letting
opinions.
It all out. Letting it all out.
But yeah, we're recording mm-hmm. this the week of the Super Bowl. So let's
that's right.
Let's go into sports for just a quick second.
Oh, yes.
Who do you think is going to win?
Bitch, I don't even know who's competing.
Oh.
I know that Kendrick that is doing the halftime show.
You know what? We're giving again shitty music opinions. That is I cannot stand his music.
I'm not a Kendrick Lamar fan.
Sorry, Abram. Oh. I know you're listening and I know you're not going to like the shit that we just gave him.
Very happy for him.
Yeah, no.
Incredible achievement, but I can't.
I mean, not an achievement. Don't you pay to be in the Super Bowl halftime show? Like, you're not.
Yeah, I think. I'm not sure exactly how that works, but I know you don't make money and you put it on yourself. But I don't think you can just decide to do it. I think you maybe have to be asked, but I don't really know how that works.
Well, it's the Kansas City Chiefs. Mm. So, you know, Taylor Swift's team.
Right.
And the Eagles.
Okay.
So I'm not a football person, mm-hmm. but if I'm going to root for somebody, it is the Chiefs because they're the closest to us. Mm-hmm. Fuck the Rams. Mm. You were once in St. Louis. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. And now you're in LA and that's just, ugh. Anywho, but they won 2 years in a row.
That's
and
true.
And I really want like the Eagles to win. I know people that are Eagles fans. Okay. It's not like I'm a diehard.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like an underdog moment.
I also, you know, what's the script gotten in store for us?
That's true.
Because I do think sports are scripted. Another hot take, y'all. Everybody's going to hate these episodes.
I think that this is already off to a great start. And I will throw out there that while I have no clue... Or I had no clue up until this moment mm-hmm. who was competing in the Super Bowl. I do watch it every year for the commercials. Last year's game was fun to watch because things got intense. It was a very good game.
It was good.
Yeah. And the commercials sucked, but that's that what I hold out hope for.
The Temu. I wanted to break my... Like, I think everybody, my mom, dad, sister, Jacob, all of us wanted to throw the remote at the screen and say, shut the fuck up. Because that Temu thing. And then it was also like an awakening. Everybody's like, oh, it's not Temu, it's Temu.
What?
And it's just like, shut up. And they played it nonstop. I was like, bring out the Anheuser-Busch horses.
Yes.
I want the Clydesdales.
And give us like an actual storyline. I do remember the halftime show was banging. And I enjoyed
it very much.
It was... A group of special guests. It was like Usher, Alicia Keys, Ludacris, Will.i.am. It was like multiple people.
Yeah, it wasn't that great of one. I did love Ludacris and Usher.
Mm.
I do remember being underwhelmed.
Okay. Yeah. I remember enjoying it probably just because it was one of the few times I knew all the lyrics.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
Anything's better than The Weeknd's halftime show.
Oh,
that
God.
Shit was so boring.
Don't even get me started. Don't even get me started.
But who am I but a spectator sitting on my ass, shoving my face full of wings and all the fried food?
Yes.
So you know what? Get out there, make your money.
That's right.
But
shall we talk about crime?
I was going to say... these two stories that I found truly bring out the worst of humanity.
Oh, boy.
So, and the first one, I know Jen and I are going to have a lot to say about it because it's close to our hearts.
Oh,
so
shit.
With that, Jen, begin.
Let's go. Okay, so starting off, we have a story that if you didn't already feel a little paranoid about who you can really trust, this is going to take that up a few notches. It's a case that deals with neglect, deception, and loss. And it all began in October 2024 with a report that no one saw coming, which was a report of elder abuse and neglect that led to some pretty shocking revelations. So it started as a call by a family member to authorities about possible elder abuse that they suspected, and it quickly spiraled into something that was far darker. This investigation began after a 74-year-old woman who had cerebral palsy and diabetes was discharged from a nursing facility only to pass away just a few weeks later on October 29th, 2024, while the investigation into her alleged abuse was still ongoing. This woman legitimately suffered at the hands of those who were supposed to care for her. And I'm sorry, guys, this is pretty difficult to hear, but basically allegations surfaced that she was left for days on end lying in her own urine and feces, which caused severe flesh wounds. They were so extreme that they allegedly led to sepsis, which is what resulted in her death. But it didn't stop there. The prosecutor's office pointed to more than just this horrible neglect, which that alone is like jail forever. The victim's foot was reportedly broken, and there were also accusations that she was being given the wrong medication that actually was poisoning her. So my face is already hot with rage. I
mean, and just working in the nursing home with like pressure ulcers or, you know, it's easy to get them for especially like smaller, like skinnier, bonier people. Mm-hmm. Like all it takes is not repositioning somebody properly and you get that. But then add her skin sitting and rotting.
Oh, it's terrible.
And not one single person changed her.
Yeah.
Moved her. How does...
That's inexcusable.
So, on December 18th, the authorities finally took action, raiding the facility with the help from the Attorney's General Elder Abuse Task Force. That sounds... I'm so glad I don't know what that is from working in the nursing home, because that sounds really serious.
Yeah.
And I know that we worked in a good place to not know that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Along with the Virginia Department of Health Professions. By the 19th, 16 out of 18 people involved had been arrested.
Jesus.
And among the arrested were some shocking positions. The administrator of the center, a nurse trainer, and the director of nursing. And all their names have been posted. But because this isn't like a case closed case, I didn't include them.
Okay.
Just because I don't want to drag people's names to the mud, even though I'm sure they are guilty of wrongdoing.
Yeah. The same thing with the victim's name. You said it was not
made available. I didn't find that name,
no. Which is, that's okay.
Oh my goodness. So the, like, ADON, the DON.
The people who are supposed to be on extra high alert for this stuff and shutting it down.
But what really caught the public's attention were the charges. A total of 7 felony abuse and neglect charges, 2 misdemeanor charges, and even more charges related to falsifying patient records.
Was this patient like the worst serial killer to ever walk the face of the earth? Because otherwise...
It's sad what I'm about to read.
And you know what? Even if they were, you still don't get to do that. They're under your care. You have a job to do.
When you work in the medical field, you take an oath to provide care to anyone. Like, that's just not your place to judge in that moment.
Yeah, unfortunately. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. And the charges against these individuals painted a horrifying picture of a nursing home where care was dangerously subpar. And Jen, I know you are. And if you campers are wondering about the facility itself, well, Colonial Heights Rehabilitation and Nursing Center has a 1-star rating from CMS. the lowest possible score, with staffing levels well below the national average. It's part of a chain of facilities owned by Innovative Healthcare Management, LLC, a company that ranks in the bottom 15% of nursing home chains.
So don't send anybody there.
My heart absolutely breaks because initially I want to be like, why is that even a thing?
Yeah.
Like, and it's like, why would you send your loved one there? But what if that was the only option? What if that's what you could afford? What if that's what took your insurance?
Or I would also imagine there are people there who are wards of the state, and those facilities receive money from the state.
And
so,
again, the nursing home we worked in was 5-star.
Mm-hmm.
Was it perfect? No. Is any hospital, any health facility perfect? No.
Yeah.
But at least, like,
was a situation,
it was someplace I would put a loved one if I had to.
100%. And a situation like this is not even within the realm of fathomability. Like, absolutely not.
I can't even imagine being the CEO of this innovative healthcare management and knowing that those are your numbers and that you allow that.
Yeah, this is evil.
Also, how are nursing homes that rank 1-star even allowed to be open?
I don't know. That's a really good question. I would, again, have to wonder if it's because so many people who are wards of the state get sent
horrible.
There. And that has to be it.
It does.
That has to be it.
I didn't put it in this story, but there is a case of a young man who is 33 years old.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Timothy Holton.
Okay.
And he was a local homeless man who has schizophrenia.
Mm-hmm.
And people say, I mean, right here it says, he's like a ball of joy. He's so funny. He's a character.
Mm-hmm.
He's a jokester. He was hit by a car, and that is why he was there.
Okay.
And one of the doctors that was charged in this mm-hmm. neglected him. And he has a whole news article that's titled, "I literally thought he was going to die. Family of Colonial Heights man distraught after he left nursing home in poor shape."
Oh my God.
So a homeless man. And let's just keep reading.
Let's continue. Despite this entire chain's poor track record, this case gets even more heartbreaking because it shows what happens when the system fails and people in charge abuse their power. That is an understatement.
Mm-hmm.
Judge James O'Connell called this case gut-wrenching, aggravating, and horrendous, and it's hard to disagree. Two people at the center of this investigation have come under intense scrutiny. The director of nursing, who is accused of falsifying training records and ensuring staff signed off on training that they never received. Oh my God. It's also alleged that she doctored care logs to make it seem like proper care had been provided when in fact it hadn't. And what the? This is one of those situations where people work arguably harder to be shady as fuck when you could have just done your job to begin with and it would have been actually easier. Creating more problems by not taking care of someone properly because they become infinitely more difficult to care for
exactly.
when they have all of these issues from lack of care. So you're just stupid. A night nurse at this facility was accused of tampering with records related to the victim's wounds. They're facing charges that could directly link their actions to the patient's suffering, especially when it comes to those severe and untreated wounds that, air quotes allegedly, we know it did, lead to sepsis. And the court is not taking these allegations lightly. Both the DON and night nurse were denied bond. Yay! But this isn't just about the two of them. It's about that larger system of negligence, the deception, and the abuse that just went unchecked for so long. Oh my God.
I understand in one way how it could go on for so long because state visits once a year.
Yeah.
They're only there for a few days.
Mm-hmm.
You can get your shit show in order for a few days if you really want it to.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
If you have your DON, you mm-hmm. have your nurses, you have mm-hmm. like, they're all in line to lie and deceive. And like the top is like, okay, I don't give a fuck. Just leave them.
Yeah.
You get hired for the job. You're paid for mm-hmm. the job. And the boss tells you it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, Unsurprisingly, because of the day and age we live in, nurses from across the country have taken to social media to voice their own opinions on this case. As we would be, some have expressed shock and outrage over what happened, while others, and these are the ones whom I would be like, you're a walking red flag, when it comes to this particular case, are raising concerns about the pressures placed on healthcare workers and the systemic abuses that led to this situation. Okay, I'm just going to throw out there, in this particular case, raising concerns about the pressures placed on healthcare workers, that is not the conversation to be had here, because someone was literally dying of sepsis from open wounds because they were left lying in their own excretions for days, on end.
So,
no.
Even at the beginning, it stated that they were short-staffed.
Mm-hmm.
Even at that point, you're short-staffed. That really fucking sucks. That is an injustice.
Yeah.
But days you did not check on this patient.
Yeah.
Make it make sense.
No. And also, if you as a caregiver walk in a room, like let's just say, like in this time period with high turnover, there had to be new people coming in. There were people working the same shifts for weeks on end. They saw what was happening. So if you are seeing what's happening and you are doing nothing, you are not going to anyone, even if, let's just say that they did go to the DON. Maybe there were CNAs that did, but maybe they did and the DON dismissed them and didn't do anything. Like, that's not on that worker necessarily.
Right.
But to make this about, oh, the pressure placed on healthcare workers, no. And there is, do not get me wrong, because we were healthcare workers. There is immense pressure put on you in very unfairly at times, but...
But exactly like what you said, that DON was putting more work on herself from lying.
Yeah.
She was the one digging her own grave.
Yeah. And guys, if you have a loved one in assisted living, in a long-term care facility, nursing home facility, if you see something, it's okay for you to say something. If staff ever makes you feel like you are dismissed or you're crazy or just they're annoyed with you for expressing concern about their family member, then that to me is a huge red flag.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes families are in the wrong. Sometimes families can't accept the inevitable decline that tragically happens with severe chronic illness and old age.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a very fine line you have to walk there. But you are an advocate for your family member or for yourself if you find yourself in a situation like that. And don't ever settle for less than the absolute highest standard of care. And even if you're just not vibing with a place, if you can't communicate well with people and your needs aren't being met, your family members' needs aren't being met, and you can move them elsewhere, that is within your right to do so.
Yep.
So, man, you were right that this was going to get me fired
up.
I'm
sorry.
No.
I mean, rightfully so. It's a disgusting piece of neglect.
I really hope that everything that came out from that was, and the awareness on social media does some good after all of that. I mean, that sounds like so weak to say after so much bad was done, but the exposure of abuse is always good.
Exactly.
When things get drug out into the light, they can't remain hidden. So that's why we're talking about it.
And so this investigation is ongoing.
Okay.
And I'm sure more charges will be coming our way. I mean, recently I looked it up and a doctor has now been charged and denied bond.
Oh my God.
So there's that. And as we wait for answers, we can't help but wonder how many more people are out there who need help but are being ignored or worse, mistreated by those they trust. We'll keep an eye on this one and let you know as new details emerge. But for now, campers, take a moment to reflect on the most vulnerable among us and how easily that trust can be broken. This is a case that leaves you haunted long after the story ends. Oh, it pisses me off.
Yeah.
It pisses me off because it hurts me so bad.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think it gets to us because we worked at a place where we were actively encouraged to pay super close attention to everything that was happening on every level with our residents.
Mm-hmm.
We were encouraged to build familial-like relationships with them.
Mm-hmm.
And there were residents who, you know, just because personality clicks or maybe their level of cognitive ability, you do develop these very real and loving relationships with people. And even if you don't get to know someone in a way that, say, you and I know each other, mm-hmm. or somebody who doesn't have advanced dementia, when you're caring for people day in and day out, you do get to know them. You get to know what's normal for them, what's not normal, what they like, what they don't like, if they're having a good day, if they're having a bad day.
Yep.
And that is the bare minimum that you can afford to someone who's in your care, is just to treat them as you would want yourself to be treated. And so when that doesn't happen, it's, in my opinion, utterly unacceptable.
And to be real, there are people that I'm sure, I know I didn't vibe well with.
Mm-hmm. But I
still cared for them.
Oh, your standard of care didn't lower.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, maybe you weren't showing them pictures of your wedding,
yeah,
but you were bringing them, you were treating them with the same level of dignity and respect as your best friend.
I mean, we had multiple grandmas and grandpas in that place.
100%.
And multiple friends, multiple mm-hmm. suitors. A lot of gentlemen.
Who thought they were our suitors.
But, oh my gosh, if you are in healthcare and it does more damage for you and mm-hmm. your mental health, and like you're bringing your baggage to work.
Mm-hmm. Or you find yourself becoming less empathetic.
Yes.
Or less eager to make people feel respected and taken care of.
Yes.
You need to get out.
And that's no judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you see that change, then you need to do something else.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Because that is the slippery slope to this happening.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. On to the next story that is also going to equally piss you off.
Next. Oh, boy.
I'm sorry.
Here we go. That's okay. This is a good ranty first Patreon. This is a sneak peek to Patreon. So our next camp bulletin point is the case of a woman from southern Queensland, Australia, accused of, using her own child's suffering to make thousands of dollars. What makes it even more terrifying is that this was not a mistake. It was a deliberate act of cruelty. And this woman was a 34-year-old social media influencer. Oh boy, it's always one of those. And she is now facing serious charges after allegedly, oh my god, poisoning her 1-year-old daughter for over 2 months. The little girl's health deteriorated while her mother, who had over 1 million followers online, used her baby's illness to raise thousands of dollars on GoFundMe. According to Queensland police, the woman is accused of administering unauthorized prescription and pharmacy medication to her infant starting on August 6th and continuing until October 15th, 2024. During this time, her child became increasingly ill, which prompted concerned medical staff to report the situation to the authorities. There's some good medical staff. Also, you know how sometimes we just read things? I don't remember what case it was, and I was reading something, and you were just like, electric chair. that's immediate.
Immediate
snap response. Before I go off the deep end, continue, Caitlin.
Detective Inspector Paul Dalton, speaking on behalf of the Queensland Police, made it clear how serious this case is. He stated, "We will do everything in our power to remove that child from harm's way and hold any offender to account." He added, "There is no excuse for harming a child, especially not a 1-year-old infant who is reliant on others for care and survival." A fucking men.
Did the baby die?
No.
Okay.
The child, no.
Okay, thank you, God.
As much as it needs to be pushed, like, awareness for that, no. Mm-hmm. Jen and I have a pact, we don't do child cases.
Yeah.
This child does survive and is, like, good.
Okay.
I would not share this if not.
Okay, good. I would be very curious just from a like criminal pathology standpoint to see the results of her having like some sort of deep psychoanalysis done. And just from the very limited information that we've been given here, I'm like, there has to be something so fundamentally wrong with you that's not postpartum depression or postpartum psychosis. That's, you're crossing over then into like psychopathy plus narcissism plus Machiavellianism, like you're the dark triad of
intentionally hurting your child.
Yeah.
To gain sympathy and not even just the money. Like she's going for the money.
Yeah. Oh my God. I can't believe I didn't think of this. It's like the Gypsy Rose stuff.
Yeah. What is that called?
Munchausen's by proxy. Yeah.
And that is a mental disorder. And again, this is early investigation. This just happened within this past year. So we don't know everything. And like I said, the investigation is moving quickly with police arresting the woman January 16th, 2025. So just recently in Logan, Queensland.
Holy shit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Yeah. That is recent.
She's been charged with torture, administering poison, child exploitation, and fraud. This case is more than just disturbing. It is absolutely heartbreaking example of a mother exploiting her own child's suffering for personal gain. That has to be something that we talk about, is the exploitation of children on like TikTok and all that.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Because that's something I could do a deep dive into.
Oh yeah. And that's going to come back to bite people in the ass when those babies are adults one day. Now, here's where this whole, I don't even know what to call it. It doesn't even feel right to say it's a case. This whole
shit show
gets even more chilling. So, Queensland police haven't officially named this woman or clarified her relationship with the baby, but media outlets like the BBC and People magazine are reporting that the woman is the girl's biological mother. But what's even worse is that she reportedly used GoFundMe to raise around 60,000 Australian dollars, so that's 37,000 US dollars, directly off of her baby's pain and suffering. Like we've already been doing, it's hard to even wrap your mind around. And police say that the content that the woman produced online directly exploited her child's illness and used the baby's suffering as a way to entice donations and grow her online following. So she's literally poisoning her. You know she's posting whatever adverse reaction she's having to being fucking poisoned. And probably also posting herself, like, comforting the baby, you know, pictures of her with whatever awful things is happening to her body. And the worst part about all this is that it worked, because most people are not horrible pieces of shit like this. And so they saw these heartbreaking posts and gave her their money, not knowing that they were being wildly deceived and just, like, fueling the abuse even worse, which is what's also terrifying, because she's like, it's working. I'm going to keep doing it. GoFundMe has since stated that they're working to repay the donors who contributed to the campaign. And it's important to note that the platform is fully cooperating with authorities. But for those who gave away their money, like, it's too late, and they have to live with the fact that this woman profited from their generosity all while putting her own child in harm's
way. And that's nothing against them.
No, it's not.
They had no clue they were being kind humans.
No.
And this devil of a woman used
They are victims.
Yes.
Just like, not just like the baby, oh my God, like, but... You know what I'm saying? No, but they're victims in the sense that they were coerced into something that contributed to someone else's suffering without their knowledge or consent.
This makes me think of what's the Mormon show?
Secret Lives of Mormon Wives?
So one of them is the one who did the TikTok when her baby was sick in the hospital, and she didn't do anything to the baby, but she did like the TikTok dance or whatever, and people were like...
I know exactly what you're talking about. And isn't it while the
baby's like hooked up to monitors, like, and
there's like the beep beep in the background, and then she's doing the TikTok dance, and then there's like text on the screen that's like listing off all the things.
Having issues breathing and stuff.
Yeah. It's so...
That's something that we're going to have to... If you guys are interested in that, possibly, like, give our 2 cents on. And that woman did not harm her child.
No. It was in
but
very
in
poor
the
taste.
Same stroke, though, she's profiting off exploiting her child's suffering. So does that make it any different?
Like, that's a really good question. What is the line between genuinely asking for help and asking for a community to rally around you and the exploitation?
I think the TikTok dance was, like you said, in poor health. And had she reached out to her community...
Yeah.
In a serious tone, I wouldn't be grouping it in with this.
Yeah. I think it's a very interesting conversation and one you have to be very careful of because you also have people who genuinely aren't trying to exploit people, but who may come across as being exploitative because they don't communicate well or maybe are like neurodivergent and, you know, aren't familiar with using certain social media tools, but they genuinely need help. And so I think that it's just one of those things, like with anything else online, you have to do your due diligence and be very discerning. Sometimes you have to take a leap of faith.
Yeah.
And
I mean, each case is different and our opinions are not like solid in everything. Like, I mean, this is just this case. So, medical personnel at the Brisbane hospital became suspicious and reported the case to authorities on October 15th. But it wasn't until January 7th, 2025, that the baby's tests confirmed what investigators had feared. The infant had been given unauthorized medication, likely contributing to her worsening health. And now, as the investigation continues, the woman faces a series of serious charges. The community is left stunned by the betrayal of trust, and while the baby is safe, the baby is good, we don't yet truly know the full extent of the harm she suffered.
Oh my God.
And again, it is a tragic reminder of how dangerous the internet can be when people seek validation and money at any cost, even at the expense of their own flesh and blood. But for now, we wait and watch as this case unfolds, and we seriously hope justice will be served for that innocent child.
Yeah, and like we've already kind of touched on, this case isn't just about a mom betraying her baby. Just those words coming off of my tongue is like sickening, but it also shows how easy it is to manipulate an audience, an online audience.
Scary.
It's so scary, but it's just, I mean, everyone does it to a degree, and it shows how vulnerable we can be to deception and how, I mean, this is like one of the most heinous crimes, the abuse of an infant, but it can happen right under your nose as you're scrolling and just being like, oh my God, like that poor mom and baby, and I want to help them.
And you're helping the baby, and I get like that's good and all, but
like it was not happening behind closed doors, it was happening in plain sight, broadcasted to the world, and that's so fucking terrifying. But stay tuned, campers, because we're not done with the story yet. It's still unfolding. We'll be following it and we'll be sure to give you guys updates and names and all that as any more information comes out. But until then, if we can learn a lesson from any of this, both stories really, it's always question what you see, whether it's in person, whether it's online.
Yes.
And protecting people who can't protect themselves is one of the like greatest honors and privileges of being a capable human being is being able to use whatever abilities you have in the capacity that you're given to protect the vulnerable. So,
I mean, we do cases over people who do kill, and like we advise against killing, obviously. But I'm telling you, it's like that video where they ask the moms, like, would you kill for your child? And they're like, no, no, no. And then you get to the one that's like, yeah, and I'll kill for your child too.
Yep. I will run you over with my car and then back it over a couple times.
I'll do
again.
A fucking donut over your head. I'm not even joking. The feralness that comes out of me when it comes to your children, my children, anybody's children.
Yes.
My parents in a nursing home. Ooh. Mm,
that's exactly how it should be.
And now, because the story is like the first one, even before that, Now I'm going to have both my parents and my in-laws living in my house one day because I can't put either of them in a nursing home.
You got to make sure that they're getting the proper care.
I mean, I'd have warned my dad if he pisses me off, I will park his wheelchair and lock it outside. So, you know, here I am not practicing what I'm preaching.
Oh my God. But I mean, you know, you wouldn't leave him out there for too long. Just enough for he learned his lesson.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, someone immediately is just hanging up and is like dialing a 1-800 number. I'd like to report elder abuse.
No, he's still young. You know, there's no elder abuse
yet. You can report Caitlin in the next 20 years or so. All right, guys. Well, we hope you enjoyed that little taste of what is to come over on Patreon, our camp bulletins. And just like we mentioned in the Diet Loft Pass episode, if you are interested in getting your episodes a whole day early, so dropping Thursdays at 9 a.m. instead of Friday at 9 a.m., we're now going to be doing that on Patreon and getting weekly. We're doing it weekly, right? This type of episode, the camp bulletin, where we are talking about things going on in the world currently, stuff that grabs our attention. Yeah.
Again, more off a little script, talking.
Mm-hmm. Letting more ourselves chaos. free flow think, which isn't always a great idea.
But our editor, Sam, will hopefully take away what shouldn't be said.
Anything that might get camping is canceled. For real, for real. You got this.
And with that, campers, have courage and stay kind.
Of a bitch. Bye.